Today we celebrate the feast of the great, great theologian, one of the greatest of the Franciscan saints, Saint Bonaventure Bonaventura, as you died, some say on the 14th of July, and some say on the 15th of July. When I was still a student of theology and preparing to be ordained a priest, the feast was still on the 14th. This is what happens when you died at midnight. Which day did it happen on? Been disputed ever since. But aside from that point, there are many things that we can reflect upon on in the saint who has often been called the second founder of the Franciscan order, not because his thoughts and his principles, which were recorded in the rules of the Franciscan order by the founder, our founder were incomplete, but because of the difficulties that had been encountered in the years after, immediately after St. Francis's death and in resisting all the various strange movements, this group, that group, this form of spirituality, that form of spirituality, and some of them very close to what is called communist spirituality at the present day. And it seemed like there was no one to find, as it were, to put order in the house until St. Bonaventure came along. He had to give up his intellectual career, that's perfectly true, but he did it willingly in order that the work of St. Francis might be continued and be brought to perfection in the lives of the friars. And that's one reason that is remembered. The second reason that is remembered by all the members of the order ever since is his teaching. He's been recognized by one pope after another as being among those teaching which is a model for other theologians. The famous Franciscan Cardinal Pope, Sixtus V, who in 1587 raised St. Bonaventure to the status of a primary doctor of the Church, one whose teaching, one whose example is in a very special way a norm for teaching of all other theologians. It was reiterated again by Leo XIII. If we're talking about this form of theology, how it should be presented to the reflections of not simply the humble, but also of the erudite, we have your choice of St. Thomas and St. Bonaventure. Those are the two great models. And as long as a theologian keeps himself within those guidelines, he will always service the Church very well, very well. We want to remember that because the Gospel today tells us something very special, something which St. Bonaventure had always insisted upon, especially when he addressed professors of the university. And he has a little work called Christ, the One Teacher of Our Christus Unus Omnia Magister. It's a wonderful statement of what theology is all about, how it is the final perfect science, and how everyone who is teaching theology must realize, especially if they are the primary teachers, that they are the instruments of Jesus. He is the one teacher that we should have, should always have, and should always follow. St. Bonaventure did that wonderfully well, and leaving at the same time a wonderful context in which to reflect upon the truths of faith and the goal that all of us must have in striving to come to the perfect love of Jesus. Saint Paul mentions that in that prayer that we just heard, the Trinitarian prayer, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that we might our understanding might be raised to that level where the knowledge of of the love of God. God transcends all understanding. If we live in that way, we will already share in this life before we get to heaven some of that that joy and that blessedness that comes from knowing the truth and living the truth so as to love God above all things. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Christus.